Welcome to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. Julia's call screening today. How long do we have you for? Is this your last week in town?
This is it. I leave next Saturday morning.
After the broadcast?
No.
Nope.
I've got 26 hours to drive, man. Early as
starting
possible.
That early. All right.
So soft.
In town from Minnesota, call screening for us this Saturday morning. Mom is Jennifer. Generally, call screens this hour. She really hasn't left the hospital much with Dad. And I meant to mention something in that last segment talking about Dad. I identified something that was an error. On our website, and it's been this way forever, the address is the KTAR Studios as a way to keep listener mail separate from remodeling mails, because we've got a PO that all the remodeling goes to. If you don't address it, and it doesn't say that on our website, and we've put in a ticket order to correct it, if you don't say Rosie on the House, care of KTAR, it gets returned. So a lot of people have contacted us saying, I sent it to the address on your website, but it was returned. You have to put care of KTAR or Bonneville Media, Bonneville International. But the better thing, and what we're going to change on that, is add our P.O. box. It's 14487. P.O. box 14487, Scottsdale 85267. Rosie's enjoyed reading through the cards. We bring them the new stack every day. There's at least a dozen from different listeners, different friends, different family. His insurance guy has got a campaign he calls Postcards and Prayers. He must send one or two a week, if not three or four, with whatever he's thinking about or praying about that morning. It's always a different picture from somewhere in Arizona. We've tried to plaster these postcards in his room so we can see all the different places that he enjoys traveling to every week, every month, every year. He's a very adventurous, outgoing, and outdoorsy person. And being confined to a recovery room in a urgent care hospital facility isn't something that meshes well with Rosie. So we'll look forward to getting him healed and back. And he enjoys all those cards. And we'll look forward to addressing his thanks personally when he gets back here.
I was sitting with him yesterday, Roms.
Yes.
And I said, Dad, you look 100 times better than last time I saw you. And he goes, yeah, and 1,000 times more bored.
Oh, good. He can come up with me to Humphrey's Peak tomorrow. Let's enjoy some minus 24.
He would love that far too much. But Jennifer would kill you for inviting him. Oh, so don't do it.
Well, Jennifer could come if she wants, if she's jealous.
So, yeah. So his humor is there and stronger than ever. I think the stuff he says, the dry subtleness of it, it's going to be fun having him back on the air. And from a long rest and recovery, you know, he's been for 30 years. You know, I don't know that last March was probably a single longest break from the broadcast when he went to
Russia.
Georgia
and Russia. Mm-hmm. About 4 weeks.
And that was to visit my oldest sister, Rachel, who was part of this broadcast for a point of it during before they got transferred for her husband was Wayne's Army careers. They've moved from all over the they've been in North Carolina, they've been in Monterey, California, they've been in Garmisch, Germany, they've been in Tbilisi, Georgia, where Dad went and spent a month last March. Other than that, you know, no matter what he's doing, he rarely misses a Saturday, sometimes a consulting job, sometimes a little trip back home to see family and load up his freezer with boudin. He brought back turduckins this last trip that we had at the company holiday party. He's always here every Saturday, and this has been a good break for him. So a good rested Rosie, I think, will be an extremely funny Rosie, and we're all at our best when he's here because he brings out that lightheartedness and that humor side of all of us, and we look forward to having him back soon. In the meantime, we'll continue to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. The five most popular articles we published this week, we publish a weekly article along with a weekly how-to for home maintenance. The article may not be home maintenance related. It may be bigger picture perspective, which is what the top one was. It was published on July 3rd, 2018. Facts you need to know about your air conditioners. it's an expensive mechanical device. And most of us, the oil companies have done a great job, whether it's Pennzoil or Valvoline or Mobil, of keeping that message in front of us every 3,000 miles. Synthetics, a lot of times now, you know, we've upped that to 5,000. I get in my truck, and if I'm at 3,001, I start to panic. All right, got to get this done this weekend. Our air conditioning units work harder and longer than our vehicles, and we don't give them near the maintenance. How much does an oil change cost? You can get some of these for $20. You can find coupons for $10. Mm-hmm. You know, your typical oil, fuel, filter, air filter, tune-up, check-over, they've all got their different 10-point checks, the 20-point check, the whatever.
Yeah. With a coupon, $59.95, that kind of thing.
I was going to say, you're generally out about $60. Mm-hmm. Most air conditioning service contractors charge about $75 for a biannual check. You do it once before you flip over to your cooling. You do it once in the fall before you flip over to heating. Those don't get executed nearly enough, and you only have to do that twice a year. $120 could help you keep your air conditioning unit running 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years longer than if you just let it sit there and run day in and day out through hot, through cold, through wind, through rain, and not do a tune-up on it. It's a mechanical device just like your vehicle. There's things that can help identify things that might be going out, the compressors, clean the coils. Air filters are a big thing we can do as a homeowner. If you, and we'll actually be covering this. This is, what's the third Saturday in January? Is it the 16th? I think it's the 16th. Whatever the third Saturday in January is, on our home maintenance how-to, we'll talk specifically about air filters, which ones to buy, which ones are the importance of it. But basically,
19th.
The 19th.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Flip that 6 to a 9. January 19th is our home maintenance how-to, will be air filters. Breathing is a big part of how your air conditioning system works, and making sure that it's not too dirty by having a cheap filter or choked too hard by having a thick static pressure filter that we think is saving us from allergens in our air system is going to greatly reduce the life of your air conditioning system. So air filters are what you as the homeowner can do on a monthly basis. Every time you get your electric bill, change your air filter. Or better yet, put it as the first thing to do the first day of every month in your home Zada digital app. You can synchronize that. Just go to rosieonthehouse.com/app to get started. You can synchronize that with your phone, so you'll get a push notification reminder, change your air filters. You can buy them in bulk, so you have them for the whole year, or two or three, whatever the case may be. I do as many as I can find at one time. We've got a unique size of air filter, so I load them up so we're never out. Changing your air filter. The age of your air conditioning unit. Sometimes it may be working just fine, and you don't need to replace it yet. On a mechanical perspective, but the increase in technology and how we design, how we build, variable speed, airflow management, duct design, it may make sense to replace it before it just clonks. Generally, I'll run something till it dies and then replace it. Or the repair cost is more than the value of the machine. But if we've got an extreme, an older unit that's still running fine, with the increase in the SEER ratings, the quality of sound control, a lot of those air designs on homes, they put the air handler outside. A lot of times we see them by master bedrooms or guest bedrooms or the kids' bedrooms. It kicks on in the heat of the summer. You're waking up every 2 or 3 hours, if not more, when that thing kicks on, kicks off. It might be designed where it's next to your neighbor's room. The quality of sound control and how quiet a lot of these units are. We did a video that complemented this article with Train standing next to an old unit and a new unit. We had to take a paper receipt and hold it above the new unit to show that it was on, because the microphones weren't even picking it up from standing 5 feet away. So there could be a reason in sound control to upgrade earlier. You could be looking at a savings of a couple hundred bucks if you've got a larger home and older equipment. That savings starts adding up really quick, so it might be worth it to go ahead and upgrade the efficiency. We can get pretty close to our calculations. Mm-hmm. In the past, we could say, well, I've seen savings of anywhere from $50 to $100. All guesstimation. You, as a homeowner, you always hope for that $50 and you're or that $100, the top of the end savings, and you're disappointed if it's the lower. Well, with the being able to calculate the consumption of kilowatt hours and what these new equipments require to run and what it takes to keep your home, we can get pretty close with our calculations on what you can expect to save. And that could be your determining factor that, okay, it is worth the investment. One thing people always forget, because it's so painful to write that big check in July for the hottest month that just passed us in June, it's only 1 month that you have spiked like that. Yes, you've got 3 or 4 months that are bigger. But man, when you start calculating savings for the hot summer months, a lot of times people are oversold and invest way over what they need to and trying to save on what they're only out a couple months for. Just save for that annually and don't panic. They come, but they also go. Our highest bill was over $500 this summer. You know, we got our last one. This must be for November. You know, it was under $150.
You can call it summertime layaway. You know, at Christmas time, you lay away for presents.
Summertime, you lay away for your high electric bill.
Well, the thing about air conditioning units, I find on the average 5 to 7 years, they seem to improve or change up, or they will find some new technology that'll make that 7-year-old air conditioning still efficient, but not as efficient as the newer ones.
Which is a perfect transition into mini splits that's mentioned in the second most popular article on how do I cool off my garage. This one was published a little earlier in the year, May 1st, 2018. Garage, it's a completely underutilized room in our home. And with just a few little adjustments, it can become a working space for a very affordable price. A lot less than it would take to do an addition to your home or build a separate workshop in the back. A lot of homes, to save money at the initial construction, aren't insulated. Adding insulation is very affordable. And the biggest thing that we've always run into, garages, if they're attached to the house, they have to have a 1-hour fire rating. So we can't violate that by ducting air conditioning into the garage. Plus, you would never want to enter the fumes from the gas vehicle, your painting supplies. You want that air conditioning to be completely separate, and we can do that ductless with what's called a mini split, or we can do that with what we call a evaporative cooler. And Phoenix Manufacturing has 2 evaporative coolers. One's the Patio Pal, great for outdoor cooling, but they've got a shop blaster that will cool your entire garage, but also acts as a rolling toolbox and a stereo system, so you could be out there dinking around on Saturday morning, listening to Rosie on the House in the cool of the garage in 100-plus degree weather in the summer.